guys are ridiculous. These guys are ridiculous.
Now, how about them damn Celtics?
And we are back with another episode of How About Them Celtics. Sam and I are here recording on Sunday, May 28th. But it is midnight. It is 12:10, so it's technically still Saturday the 27th. You know the drill by now. We are recording after Celtics Game 6. It is late. Not as late as Games 1 and 5.
No.
But after the Celtics Game 6 win over the Miami Heat, just an obscene win that the Celtics did not deserve. But as the TNT broadcast phrased it to Jaylen Brown, post game, they said essentially, like, when you're gonna win a championship, you need to win some games you might not deserve. And Jaylen Brown was like, yeah, I guess this was it. And obviously we'll get into the how they almost blew it, how they sucked, they were terrible down the stretch. Obviously we're gonna talk about all that, but it would be irresponsible of us to not start with the fact that Derek White just saved the city of Boston from heartbreak. Just came crashing in with a putback to win the game. I jumped out of my seat, ran around the house, twisted my ankle in the process, the same ankle that I twisted previously. Lost for words after the game ended. Danny, friend of the show, texted me a picture of what it looked like outside of the garden. Pandemonium. Just Derek White. I'll shamelessly plug my article for Celtics Blog. I wrote a feature on him. Legend. Go check it out now. I plugged it on my Twitter after the game. Derek White's dad tweeted out, oh my God, that's my boy. It's just like, just the, if the Celtics, I'm trying to think of the way to phrase this. It went from absolute devastation to elation in literally 0.2 seconds. It just incredible by Derek White.
Yeah, right. The Celtics, neither team really wanted to win this game. Miami missed a million shots at the rim. And the Celtics said, we're up 10 in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes left. We're kind of tired. We don't want to play any more games. Here you go. And then Derek White didn't get the message, and he followed a putback, which was ironic. I tweeted it that the Celtics gave up a zillion offensive rebounds today. Let's see. They gave up 17 offensive rebounds, enough to make me want to throw myself outside of my window. It is ironic. I did tweet it on a night where the Celtics gave up a billion offensive rebounds, 17. They win the game on an offensive rebound putback off of a three-pointer that almost went in by Marcus, who
I thought
for
it was
the most
going
part
in.
Was excellent today.
Yes.
I thought he was pretty good. Nobody played good down the stretch, in fairness.
Mm-mm.
But Derek White, circling back to him, was excellent in this game. Mm-hmm. He had only 11 points, made three threes, and it felt like every single one of them was massive.
Yeah, like, I when the shot went down at the end of the game, I assume you did the same. I thought they lost until they went to the replay. Like,
we all thought it was good.
In the instant, I thought it was good, but I didn't want to get excited until they confirmed it via replay. And so as soon as I saw, like, him get it off with 0.2 seconds left on the clock, I mean, like I said, you go from like the worst feeling in the world to the best feeling in the world in like a fraction of a second. And Derek White deserves all the love. Like you said, it was a great game from him. He had 6 assists, 4 rebounds, a steal, 3 blocks. He played great defense in this one. Outside of Duncan Robinson getting the backdoor on him once, Derek White was phenomenal on the defensive end too. And just to end it like that, like, he's been pretty quiet for the majority of the postseason since the Atlanta series, right? Like, he was okay against Philly, but he wasn't great. He didn't have a shot in the first few games of this one. Then he picked it up last game. But to hit that shot, it just feels like he's what Caleb Martin has been for the Heat. Like, he's the hero for the Celtics when they need it. He's come up clutch. He's made big plays. He's hit big shots. He's made his threes. And like you said, it feels like every shot, excuse me, I bit my tongue. Feels like every shot Derek White makes is like huge.
His shots are the opposite of Brogdon turnovers.
Yeah. I was thinking that, but I didn't want to push my narrative as the Brogdon hater, but yeah, exactly. Yes.
I will say I'm so happy Brogdon did not play in this game because he's injured.
Yes.
Not having him out there essentially being useless was a big, big thing for the Celtics. They could have used a healthy Brogdon today on a day where they made no threes. Opened only 20% from three today, 7 of 35. I believe somebody said it was their lowest percentage on the season, and they managed to win this game.
You know what's crazy?
They won a close game.
That, but only two players on the Celtics made a three this game. Yeah, Marcus and Derek.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like,
and Marcus and missed his last four.
He did. And we'll be done with Derek. I just want to wrap a bow on it. Like,
no, it's fine. He deserves the chat.
I know, but I want to talk about other stuff too. But like, I want to say more about it, but I'm just like lost because this was, did you see the stat ESPN tweeted out?
He had three blocks today, by the way.
That's what I said. I said his defense was incredible. Yeah. Like he, all series long, Jimmy has targeted Derek White and he owned Jimmy today.
Good day to do it.
You think? The tweet that the Celtics PR put out. Derek is the second player in NBA history to make a game-winning buzzer beater when facing elimination when your team was trailing, right? So yes. Not like a tie like Kawhi, trailing, backs against the line. The only other shot, Michael Jordan against the Cavs in 89.
Yeah.
And obviously it's not the same thing, but just the wherewithal, and he inbounded the ball too. He inbounded the ball, saw the shot go up, sprinted to the hoop, passed Max Strus. And for those saying Max Strus should have boxed out, he was guarding the inbounder. There's nothing for him to box out. He just got beat to the spot. And he made the shot. He got it off so quick too. Like, and a lot of people, if the shot didn't go down for Marcus and no one hit it, a lot of people probably would have criticized like, oh, they rushed that shot. They got it up so quick. But because he got it up so quick, Derek was able to get the tip. It's just crazy. Just crazy.
It should never have got to that point. Now it's time to be miserable.
Yeah, we can talk.
No more celebrating. Job's not finished. It was asinine that it came down to this, that they were in position to lose this game. I mean, you are up 10 points with 4 minutes to play again, right? Then you literally fail to either get a basket or a stop for the entire rest of the game. Why is it like this? This is why when you go home to the Garden, the fans are restless.
Yeah.
Because of shit like this. It's great. They won. Derek White was fantastic. He had a great instinctual play. Somebody tweeted it. Tatum was in position if it came off the other side of the rim.
Yeah.
It shouldn't come down to this. I'm sorry. As fans, we should be able to trust them to close out a game where they're up 10 with four to play. It was plus 2,000 to bet it. My dumbass had taken insurance at plus 375, not thinking they would build the lead. Boy, was I wrong.
Fourth quarter Celtics. 6 for 20 from the field, 2 for 10 from deep. And turnovers? They gave up 3 offensive rebounds. They had only 2 turnovers, which is less than I thought. Throws? But Celtics shot 13. They only missed 2.
Yeah, 2 big ones.
But, 2 big ones. But, I mean, wild ending to a horrendous close to the game.
I mean, you Jimmy were two Butler, Duncan Robinson threes away from dying.
I tweeted out.
Not only did he have great looks, but he was on fire. He was the force that brought them back into this game. And he had not one, but two wide open chances to end your season. And you got lucky.
I tweeted it out.
New Englander and him spared your life, as they say.
I tweeted it out. The Celtics got ridiculously lucky in this game.
Also, the officials and were a bit friendly at the end, but that's not
the officials were terrible the whole game, and they did slant Celtics way towards the end. I'm not gonna like slip by that. The Celtics got lucky, and then that was a part of the luck. Like Duncan Robinson missed a bunch of threes. They put time back on the clock when Joe Mazzulla challenged that Jimmy thing. I don't know if you saw that when they challenged the call. They fouled
Jimmy. I saw
Jimmy.
People complaining about it, yeah.
Mm. They did that. Gabe Vincent missed a couple big shots. They got a few lucky whistles going their way. They needed every like sliver of luck they got in this one, and they still almost choked it away. The Celtics offense absolutely crumbled in the final X minutes of the game. They were terrible. They couldn't, and it's not even like the problem started in the fourth quarter. That's when it showed up. At the end of the second quarter, the Heat went on a 12-5 run to end the second. Mm-hmm. At the end of the third quarter, the Heat went on a 7-1 run to close the third. And then at the end of the fourth quarter, obviously you saw what happened. The Heat took the lead and would have won the game if it wasn't for a miracle from Derek White. The Celtics cannot close. That doesn't mean they can't close games. They cannot close quarters. They can't close anything. They're incapable of it. You said it before the game. If this is close, the Celtics aren't winning. Luckily, and stepping out. Exactly. Stepping out of this briefly, the Celtics did win a close game, right? It took a miracle, but they did do it. And that means something. But heading back into the hellhole that is what happened in the last 10 minutes, you can't do that. Like, that's just an unacceptable thing. And they don't learn. Charles Barkley asked Jaylen Brown about it on the post game. And Jaylen was just like, I don't know. No, you know what he said? He said, I think everyone is too afraid to be the one that messes up, and so it leads to you messing up. And that's true. The Celtics just, they play a different brand of basketball when the game gets close. Excuse me, I have the hiccups. In the final few minutes of quarters, periods, games. And it leads to them either playing too slow, or in little instances they play too rushed, or they just mess. Like, I don't think they are nervous, but they play nervous in those moments. I'll put it that way. And it leads to a mess.
They look nervous throughout this game, almost as nervous as me, as I watched them do everything they could to lose this game.
It's bad.
That does not exclude the non-clutch minutes, because there were multiple stretches in this game. Like you mentioned, the end of the second quarter, they have an opportunity to go into the half up double digits. They were up 11 points. And then it just starts to like pile up offensive rebounds, bad offensive possessions. There were two separate offensive possessions in this game after the Celtics gave up a basket. I believe they were both threes, where both Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown hucked a three early in the shot clock from like a deep range. This was not right at the line. This was not in the flow of the offense. We're trying to get you back right away.
It was bad.
And then you give him a free stop. So that was part of it. They were turning the ball over, guys leaving their feet. Marcus had a really bad turnover there. I think it was at the end of the third quarter. Grant makes one free throw to go up 11 points.
Yeah.
I think they were up 13 points, though. And they go on the fourth up seven. This is not winning basketball. I was like complaining to the group I was with. I was like, this is why they lose games. This is why they can't win close games, because they just make it so difficult on themselves. Unforced errors. 17 offensive rebounds when you're in an elimination game is
unacceptable.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
Asinine. Ridiculous. Jimmy, 7 offensive rebounds. Really?
Bam had
7.
A ton too.
They both had 7.
Horrible. Horrible.
How can you allow that? This was a game where Miami shot 35% from the field and you almost lost.
I will say, not an excuse. It is weird that they shot 35% of the field, but they shot 46.7% from three.
That's a whole 21 point difference on the three pointers.
It's nuts. They shot, what is this? I'm doing the numbers quick. 17 of 63 from two. To give the Celtics some ounce of credit, and we don't have to be completely done talking about how crap the Celtics were.
19 but like of whatever you said.
Okay, yeah. We don't have to be completely done with it, but to give the Celtics some credit, they completely shut down the paint. Like the Heat could not score in the paint whatsoever. They clamped
except
up
for that
Jimmy
fake
Butler.
Little hook shot Lowry hit
Lowry.
Over Jaylen Brown.
That was obscene. That was ridiculous. But they shut down the paint. They shut down Jimmy Butler until the last 10 minutes, which, I mean, that's part of the problem, so you haven't talked about it. But outside of that, Jimmy played like crap. They shut down Bam Adebayo. Their defense was amazing. Robert Williams and Al Horford were, if Derek White didn't do what he did and Smart didn't hit all those threes, they would be the best players on the floor. Like, they were incredible. The block Horford had on Bam, I thought that should have been when the Celtics put, you know, stepped on their throat. Obviously,
they don't know about that.
No. Robert Williams was contesting Jimmy Butler at the rim time and time again, playing great defense there. Derek White, even as an interior defender, he was great. The
hit three blocks again.
He did. Sorry, really bad hiccups right now. The transition play where the Heat got a steal or they got the ball. Jimmy got out in transition and he went up. And Derek White went straight up and completely shut down the break. Like, as weird as it is to lump Derek White in with those two, like, the interior defense of White, Horford, and Robert Williams, if that wasn't there, the Celtics lose this game. At this, like, there's so much variation that could have happened in this game, right? The Celtics don't play the best interior defense of their life. They lose. The Heat don't shoot ridiculously well from three-point range. They probably lose. The Celtics don't play like idiots at the close of quarters. They stomp the Heat. It, you know, if Jimmy Butler plays like a human, this is obviously close either way. Bam, like, there was so much variation in this game. The refs obviously played a big part. It was weird because, like, I think the Celtics caught a break with the refs at the end of the game. I don't think they did. They absolutely caught a break with the refs towards the end of that game. But, like, the refs were super inconsistent. Like, the first half, they called nothing. They weren't giving anybody calls. By the third quarter, they were calling every ticky-tack foul. The second quarter, the Heat were getting every foul call to start the quarter. In the third and the first quarter, it was the Celtics getting every call. Like, it was just such a weird, inconsistent night from the refs. So that played a big part in the variation. But
the crazy thing about the refs, sorry, not to cut you off.
You're good. You're good.
So Miami started off that third quarter, five quick into the bonus, super fast.
Yeah.
First three minutes. They spend 9 minutes in the bonus, they lose the quarter. Celtics in the fourth quarter, bunch of quick fouls, they go into the bonus, they lose the quarter. It's so weird that both of these teams in the second half played down when they had the advantage of just not being able to be fouled. And did nothing with it, especially Miami. I was so surprised in the third quarter when they literally only scored 19 points. They didn't take advantage of the bonus at all. They didn't get a lot of, like, favorable calls after just getting everything early on. And then you had Reggie Miller complaining about the out of bounds foul that they got screwed, which was just weird to me.
Well, I don't think he meant. Like, yes, the Heat got screwed, but it was nobody's fault. Like, it was just, like, the how it happened. You know
whoever
what I'm saying? Because, like,
free throw was their fault. Struz.
Yeah, it was Struz's fault. And then they didn't get anything outside of that. And, you know, those possessions wouldn't have happened if the Celtics knew how to rebound the ball either. I think we should point that out. But, yeah, the refs were weird. Shout out the Celtics defense, though. I still do want to, like, give them their credit for that. Because as much as they did collapse, I think a lot of the collapse was their lackluster offense, less so than their solid defense. Well, I
was both ways. Like,
the fourth
they
quarter
were at the
defense.
Point of the game where it really didn't matter which end they converted it on. They just had to get a stop or a basket, and they got neither.
Sure. I'll give
and
you
it
that.
Just started to build and build and build. And I was hunched over and I was like, oh my God, they're going to lose. Oh my God, they're going to lose. And then, of course, Jimmy makes the free throws, and I was just dead. I was like, oh, my God.
The fourth quarter, nothing was good. Marcus Smart, in particular, in that fourth quarter, had a really rough string of defensive possessions where he tried to double Lowry, left somebody open, left Duncan open, and then Caleb Martin missed a three, but Marcus Smart jumped on the pump fake, and he had a wide-open look. Luckily, he missed. He got beat. Duncan Robinson was getting to the rim. Like, the defense in the fourth was rough, but up until that point, it was phenomenal. They shut down Jimmy. Jimmy 5 of 21 from the field. Bam 4 of 16. Had those guys in hell. Just unfortunate they couldn't do it down the stretch too. But at least they won. You know?
Yeah. Had they not been so terrible down the stretch, this would be a game where I was really hammering home. All they have to do is play defense and they'll win, because they had probably as bad as an offensive game as they could have, especially considering how heavily they rely on threes, and they only shot 20%. To their credit, they didn't shoot a million. They shot only 35, which is lower for them.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they still only shot 43% from the field. Like, that's not great.
I think you're right, though, because like
efficient.
If they don't play as well as they did on defense, you know, obviously they had their mistakes, but if they don't play as well as on defense as they did, they would not have won this game.
Yeah. You know why? Because you're in control of that. I've been saying it the whole playoffs. Every time they have a letdown game, can you correlate threes to it? Sure, you can. If they're not making threes, they are less likely to win because that's a big staple of their offense.
That's how they play, yeah.
But when you're not making shots, you can ensure that you at least try. And to their credit, I mean, had they lost, we would have came on here and killed them because they don't know how to close a game. But I don't know if we would have been able to come on here and be like, they didn't try.
They tried.
Because I thought they gave a pretty good effort. It was a killer thing to see them just give up offensive rebounds like it was nobody's business.
They've been better at that lately, too, which was frustrating.
Yeah, they were dominating the glass in this series. And even in the first half, it felt like they were really in control of this game on the glass. And then all of a sudden, it just started piling up. I was like, are these guys ever going to close out a stop? Like, now they're struggling to get stops. And when they actually get them to miss, they're giving them extra chances. Miami shot an extra 15 shots in this game. Not good.
Yeah. Bad. You're right. Bad.
That's like, please send us home. That's what they're saying.
Backing up your defensive point, I'm usually the one coming on here talking about how important it is to take threes. They shot 20% from three, in this game. Throughout the postseason so far, they have only shot below 30% three times, including this game. Mm-hmm. The other two were games 2 and 3 against Miami, which obviously they lost. Tonight was the first time they've shot below 25% from three in the postseason. It's the first time they've made fewer than 10 threes in a game. In the regular season, they shot below 25% from three four times. And they only made below, actually, I don't know the number, but they lost all four of those games. It was the loss to Washington, which was a disaster.
Yeah.
It was the loss.
We lost one seed.
Yep. It was a loss to the Knicks in the end of February. I don't know which loss to the Knicks that was, but both of those were terrible. It was a loss to Orlando, which we know was awful. And then a Clippers loss, which I believe was on that road trip when Blake Griffin was playing.
That was a disaster too.
Yep. So all disastrous game, lost them all. But the Celtics won this game. And I would have to go in and look. But I can almost damn well guarantee you the reason is because they let up like 120 points or 110 points in all those games, right? Like, I know that was the case with the Wizards. I know the Knicks scored probably like 115, I think it was. I know the Magic scored a bunch of points. And obviously the Heat killed them in games 2 and 3. The Celtics tried. They played great defense. And you laugh, but you say it all the time too. Like, they tried. And also,
it's so sad that that's what it really, like, that's what we have to get on here and talk about is like, did they try today in an elimination game? They did. They did. Pat on the back for the Celtics. Good job. Gold star, you tried.
You say it that way. I will also say, like, as much as it shouldn't have gotten to that point, they've tried in every elimination game they've been in because they've won every elimination game. And that's crazy to say
job's
because of
finished.
How terrible. Absolutely, job's not finished. Did you hear what Joe Mazzulla said when they asked him about the buzzer beater postgame?
Neck. No, what did he say?
They go, what were you feeling? What were you thinking when Derek White made that shot? Joe Mazzulla goes, nothing. Game 7. He said nothing. He's like deadpan. Absolutely nothing. And there was a video that went around after the game of Celtics in the locker room huddling up. And then after, it's just like for 60 seconds or more straight, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are just like talking, standing there. Like you can tell they're like, okay, we got away with that one. Like they're it, like, Charles Barkley was talking on post game and he's like, the Heat should feel good. There's no way these guys play this bad again. There's no way this. And Kenny and Shaq are just like, what? What, dude? Like, as much as the Celtics, again, we both said this word, got unbelievably lucky in this game.
They did.
Like they did not deserve to win this game. Doc Rivers is going to come out tomorrow with the analytics actually say the Heat probably should, like some crap like that. Woj is going to tweet about the fouls.
Before game 7, Woj is going to come out and say how many fouls were missed. And in this one, it actually kind of feels valid, but in the Philly series, it didn't. But yeah, this is, Woj has to be licking his lips. He was watching this game and he was like, not only does my network not have this so I can really trash it, but oh man, like they're really favoring the Celtics. Like I can trash these guys if I want. I do want to say this going forward in reacting kind of to what we just witnessed at the end of this game, here's what I think. This may have been perhaps the best mental outcome for the Celtics in a win because it feels like they lost. We talked in the pregame and we were talking about the longer this series goes on, the more dangerous it gets in terms of them thinking that they achieved something and feeling comfortable. This has been a team in the playoffs that has been absolutely horrible whenever like people they get like, believe in them.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, these guys rule. And they're like, yeah, we do rule. We don't need to try. But then they lose three games to start this Miami series. Everyone's like, screw these guys. I don't want to watch them anymore. They come out, win game four. Some people are like, oh, they're going to come back like right away. You had the people tweeting the Red Sox stuff that I was not happy about. You had people going on the first takes, the get ups, and saying that they're going to come back for viral clips. You come out, win game five decisively. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes, oh man, like I'm back in. Me. They roped me back in. So then I was like, now they really have to win this game six. And going in, we were like, if they're going to lose, this is the game they are going to lose. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
And they almost did it and they survived. They did everything they could. They really don't want to play any more games. It's okay. The most you're going to have to play is eight more. That's the absolute most. That's it. But really, again, I don't think they're going to feel great leaving this game. They're going to feel like they accomplished what they set out to accomplish by winning. But this is not a dominant ass-kicking where people are going to be praising them. Like you said, Charles Barkley came out after the game and was ripping them and saying, he said to Jaylen Brown, like, I can't believe you guys have to consistently do stuff like this.
Yeah.
But then was also saying Miami should feel good about this. Those are definitely thoughts that are running through the locker room. Whether they actually believe that Miami's feeling good or not, there is like probable cause that they could be. Like, if you're Miami, you probably felt like you got screwed in this game. And you're like, what the hell? We should have just won that. They got so lucky on the putback, 0.1 seconds away from advancing to the finals. And Jimmy played bad and Bam played bad. That's what they can say. Meanwhile, the Celtics can go back and be like, we barely won that game and we were terrible down the stretch. We didn't make any threes today. Miami shot 15 more shots than us. Like the list goes on and on about all these things that went wrong for the Celtics as well.
Mm-hmm. Both so teams
they
have a lot.
Like, so much that they need to get back to the drawing board on that it's almost like, all right, everybody kind of understands the plan here. This is what needs to happen. It's not, wow, we're one of four teams to come back from 3-0 to make a game seven happen. No, that doesn't seem to be the vibe with these guys. Mm-hmm. And of course, the first ever game seven at home after a 3-0.
Yeah, I mean, I cannot believe that there is going to be a game seven. When Jimmy Butler made those free throws, I was more certain than ever that the Celtics season was over. I was like already mentally accepting like, all right, you know, at least they showed that they can still win together. You know, I think all the talk of blowing it up is gone now that they showed, okay, they've done some of this. And then Derek White just soars through the air like Superman and puts in the game winner. And like it was like game one against the Nets last year on steroids.
Yeah.
And do you know what it is? I said this last show. When you're rooting for the favorite, it's just a relief. But when you're rooting for the underdog, which in that moment the Celtics were the underdog, it makes the elation 10x, 100x. Like even if you aren't a fan of the Celtics, obviously this doesn't go for the Philly fans who are very upset or the Heat fans, blah blah blah. But like, as a neutral fan, as somebody who covers the team and is supposed to be unbiased. It's really hard not to watch that and go, like, at the very least, like, holy shit. Like, there's going to be a game seven. And based on how loud the game five crowd at TD Garden was, I think it's going to be rocking in Boston.
I would imagine that people are going to be excited for this game. Yes. I think people will be happy to be there.
I will also say in the final moments of the game, all I could think of, like,
man, I don't want to stop doing pods now. Come on, guys. Like, that's what I could. I was just like, I don't want to have to stop covering this team after games like this.
I knew they wouldn't win this.
Sam texted me halfway through the game.
Yeah, he said season's over. A bunch of times.
I just texted Sam. I said, bro, stop. And it's not because I didn't agree with you. It was because I did agree with you and I didn't want to listen to it. I was like, please, I'm trying so hard not to be super negative right now. But like
just
I said,
watching it happen, like it's just all those times where if you are a casual fan, you may think that clutch time is only at the end of the games. And that's what NBA's website will tell you. 5 points within the last 5 minutes is considered clutch time. There are clutch moments throughout an entire basketball game. Circling back to what we said about Derek White's shot making, the threes he made seemed to all come at massive points in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The Celtics failed to execute in every single clutch moment in this game except for the very last one.
Mm-hmm.
And even that was pretty lucky. Like, I mean, they had chances to blow this game open and they just didn't take them. We could have had a stress-free night. It would have been great. So if you want to take any silver lining out of the nonsense that you watched in the last 4 minutes, it's that they can't be feeling that good about this. So they're going to realize that they're not invincible. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Because I think if they went in and blew up Miami tonight, they might come out feeling like, oh my God, like this is we're back. This is the team we were supposed to be all year. Miami sucks again, whatever they might say. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't think they say that. But now they have to be like, listen, are we going to learn from this?
Mm-hmm. I will say, I'm not predicting a win. I'm not predicting a loss. I'm not predicting anything. But if there's one thing you've learned about the Celtics team outside of, oh, they crumble in these moments, their defense needs to play defense to win. They rely too much on the 3-point shot. They turn up when facing elimination. They have
That's true. They have lost today.
Over the past two seasons. Well, they get the job.
No, they tried
it that way.
They
exactly. That's what I mean. They don't let their foot off, or they do let their foot off the gas. They don't get rid of the gas pedal. I'll put it that way, right? They've lost one elimination game facing elimination in the past two seasons. Obviously, it was the one you really didn't want to lose. But outside of that, you look at the Bucks series last year. They go down 3-2, dominate game six, dominate game seven, boom, done. They get against Miami, fumble game six, almost fumble game seven, boom, get the job done, go to the finals. You look at this year against Philly, they blow it, down 3-2. Jason Tatum forgets how to play basketball, turns it around, kills him in the fourth quarter, wins game six. Game seven against Philly, absolutely dominant game from Jason Tatum, wins the game, Celtics advance. Down 3-0 against the Heat, kill him in game four, come out game five, kill him in game five, almost blow it in game six, but with the hand of God, Derek White finishes the game and they win. Like, they truly do love making everything as difficult as possible for themselves, and Jaylen Brown said that verbatim after the game.
But they hate winning.
Damn if they don't get the job done when it matters in these moments. This
would be the most Celtics thing to ever do is to come back from 3-0 and then no show Monday.
I will say, Sam, if I do get approved for media, that show when I get home late on Monday night is either going to be the best show or the worst show we've ever recorded in our lives.
I hope you don't get approved.
Yeah, man. I am still in disbelief that there is going to be a game seven. I was so sure that the season was over at the end of that. And to the Heat fan who tunes in, shout out you. Hopefully you're listening to this one too. Thank you for tuning in.
We'll see you Monday. I do want to try it back for a second. The Jimmy Butler game we saw today was the reverse, or not the reverse. It was just you're on the wrong end of Tatum game six against Philly. He was terrible the whole game.
Yeah.
Made a three. And then got a bunch of free throws and got an and one and almost won them the game. He finished with 24 points. I think he had 11 when he went to the line with like 4 minutes left. So he scored 13 points in the last couple minutes of the game to almost win Miami the game and series and send them to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
That was a crushing way to watch a game. I was like, wow, like he's gonna get killed for this, and he still might. He did have 14 free throws, which is kind of crazy. Missed
well
two.
Before the game, we said there's no way Jimmy Butler takes 10 shots or less this game, and he took 21, but the Celtics shut him down. Also,
they're not biting on his pump fakes anymore. That is the main thing. Defense. Even Rob didn't jump, and he got a dunk out of it because Rob didn't jump.
Yeah.
But he drives past Rob and does a little jump stop and then goes right up, and Jimmy typically pump fakes. So keep your eyes on that for game 7. See if Jimmy does a lot more first motion things instead of stopping.
Definitely. Definitely. They're playing him a lot better. I will also say, we've said it every single game. Just, like, can Caleb Martin not be Michael Jordan for just one game this series? I mean,
don't have the
insanity
intervaled stats in front of me, and I'm not going to pull them up because I think it screws my internet on NBA.com, but I'm not sure he was that great in the second half.
I can look. I'll tell you.
It felt like he had like 12 points in the first quarter, so he had 9 sins, I think.
Okay. Let me take a look. I'll look at your second half for you.
But all these shots he makes feel so fake. Gabe Vincent was 3 of 3 to start the game, and he missed his next 3 threes. He was 6 of 18. He came back down to earth a bit today. These are more of the percentages that we were promised coming in the series from Gabe Vincent.
You are right. Caleb Martin, 7 points, 2 of 6 from the field, all threes, 2 of 6 from three in the second half. He did, however, have 15 rebounds on the night, which is frustrating. Only one offensive, but still frustrating.
He was putting in the work on the glass. He's been a hustle guy.
The Heat switched up the coverage on Jason Tatum, and it worked. Right? Like he was.
You know what was weird?
Cooking Jimmy Butler.
Haywood Highsmith did just not play today.
Yeah, he didn't play, but Jason Tatum cooked Jimmy Butler. They put Caleb Martin on him. He slowed him down a little bit, drew a couple fouls, and then to end the game, Gabe Vincent was guarding Jason Tatum, and it worked for the most part. Jason Tatum got to the line a couple times, but like. I'll give Spo credit for adjusting, but like Jimmy just outside of that stretch in the fourth, which in his defense, it almost worked, but like it should have worked. This is a terrible game from Jimmy. It all would have been forgiven if he wrapped it up and sent him to the finals, but.
Yeah, people might talk about it now.
If the Heat win this series, Caleb Martin is undoubtedly the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. And if the Celtics win, it's going to be Jason Tatum, but like.
Oh, boy, Tatum has been excellent for the most part.
He has been, but Marcus Smart and Derek White are trying their best to get in that conversation.
Even Jaylen Brown has kind of reemerged, which is really important.
Huge first quarter. Yes.
You know what was super cool is him and Tatum were 0 of 12 from 3.
I told you, only Smart and White made threes. They're the only ones who wanted to shoot.
Is Tatum probably took 2 good threes today, so he just pissed away 6 possessions right there. I did not have a problem with his shot selection. He took a lot of difficult shots in this game. He made a lot of tough shots. It just doesn't feel like he makes a lot of tough ones from three unless he's like on fire. And I will also say the threes he was taking came once he already had it going. He didn't come out and immediately go to the three. He was going inside. He was posting up in the mid-range. He was creating shots almost like Jaylen Brown. And once he saw a few go in, he started to try his luck from three. Didn't go well, but what are you going to do?
And for what it's worth, I don't hate 14 twos, 8 threes for Jason Tatum. I know you don't like 8 threes is too much if you're missing.
As a whole, that's great.
Like three. You know what I do like? You know what I do like? 15 for 15 from the free throw line. Love that. Yeah. That's phenomenal. Great job of aggressiveness for Tatum. But yeah, they switched up the coverages on him. Cook Jimmy Butler. Switched it up. Bad Jimmy game. Bad Bam game. And I still cannot believe the Celtics should have won this game by 20 points. But
the they should have won this game, just not the way they won it.
Yeah. And
like,
the fact
they
that
went
they
from,
is a miracle.
Yeah, they should win this game to they should never win this game to wow, I can't believe they won this game. It's the meme of
roller coaster.
Wow, I can't wait for the Celtics to play today. Oh my God, I want to die. Okay, cool. They won.
The clock was losing its mind.
The clock was just all around. We're back. We're so back. We're done. We're so done. Over and over and over again.
Just insanity. But we get a game 7. And I told you, Sam, I said, the only way I'm back in is if they force a game 7. And
you're back.
I'm not telling you I'm like gonna live or die based on the outcome of game seven, but
well, you are on the ninth floor and
they've reeled me back in a bit. This is incredible. And you know what? Since they didn't do it in game five, they better roll out that goddamn red carpet for Pedro and Big Poppy and all those motherfuckers in this game.
They're gonna trot all of them out there. Make no mistake.
They have to.
How great is it gonna be when they just get stomped?
We'll see.
I'm telling you, like, that would be the most them thing ever, is to get everybody, like, rope us all back in and then just be like, oh, psych. Thought we'd come back. Got your ass. You cared again, didn't you?
Oh boy. All right. I don't know if I have anything else. I'm like still in disbelief. Do you have anything you want to talk about?
Doing a quick peruse of Twitter just to see if there's anything worth talking about really fast. I'm not seeing anything too much. Lots of pictures of Derek White.
Rightfully so. He deserves all of the love he's gonna get from this one. Shout out to Derek White for keeping the Celtics alive.
No, nope, we have one. Spo gotta go if Miami blows this. Okay.
It's crazy to me. Absolutely not. I don't think Spo ever gets fired. You?
No. He's set. The Heat are 0-3 since A-Rod and Jeter sat courtside during game four. Oh no.
Very true. What is this? What are we seeing?
Just these people, nobody is more excited about the dates of last year's conference finals matching up exactly with this season's than these major like media accounts that are just like, hey, last year on the same day, these two teams played the same game.
Yeah, who cares? People are climbing the street lamps in Boston, which is fun.
Oh, I told somebody that I know that's over there that would happen.
Well, there you go. They are doing it.
LeBron got dunked on by Tatum 5 years ago today? So
Make
sure you raise the banner for that one, because they went on to win that game for sure, right?
There you go. Yeah, exactly. I will also say this was put on the Twitter timeline, and we don't have to go in depth about it, but also Joe Mazzulla deserves credit. He's been coaching a lot better. he's been coaching a hell of a series since game
three. Fan base bullied him into taking timeouts.
Yeah, and he soared across the sideline to call on tonight.
I bet Spoelstra wish he saved up timeouts like Mazzulla does. He only had two for like the whole second half. It was crazy. Yeah. And the best part about him only having two timeouts was it didn't matter, because his team still like turned it around without having to get a timeout call. Mm-hmm. Joe Mazzulla nods to himself on the Celtics bench as he watches Miami climb back into the game without any timeouts being taken.
Jimmy Butler, if I play better, we're not even in this position. It's true. This is true, Jimmy. Bleacher Report tweeting about Jason Tatum's game seven against Philly just 2 weeks ago. They make sure to emphasize that. Who cares? Good for him.
Do it again.
Yeah, exactly.
Please. No one would be more happy than me.
I'm seeing a lot of the Derek White zoomed in photo of his face on the timeline.
I tweeted it.
I don't know. But did you see all the stuff of accidental tweets? Like, who was it? Legion Hoops tweeted out breaking the Miami Heat have advanced to the NBA Finals.
Oh, they pulled the trigger too quick?
Yeah. Some sites were selling Heat Finals tickets. There was somebody pulled a receipt from last series where an article got posted. 76ers.
Oh, the Sixers one that was like the Sixers advance. Yep.
Lots of receipts being pulled.
Mm.
You know, well, and we can
still have a game to win. So
we can leave it on this. You don't, from this perspective, you don't want a team to have to do it, but you can't make history without fucking up first. And as much as it sucked, and it did suck, and we were out, we were talking crazy, and rightfully so.
Got a lot of views from it.
We did, shout out. Yeah. But goddamn, did the Celtics pull it back, and now it is quite literally anybody's series. And so I'll give them that credit, because Monday's going to be a bloodbath, and you know both teams are going to bring it, and you know it's going to be hell for 48 minutes. You know what? I goddamn hope it's like every other game seven they've played outside of playing Miami. I hope it's like game seven against Philly. I hope it's like game seven against Milwaukee.
Just stomp them, please.
We'll see.
Please, we all deserve a blowout after what you did to us tonight. After watching you try and lose, I think we all deserve a breather.
But we'll see.
We earned it.
We yeah, we'll see. All right. Anything else you want to say?
No, I'm starting to get very tired.
I'm also tired. And I have work crew. So thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate you. Subscribe to How About Them Celtics. Leave us 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review. Follow the shows there. Leave a comment on the YouTube. I like reading the comments. I know Sam does too, but I'll let Sam wrap it up.
Yeah, thank you very much for listening or watching. If you're watching, you're on the YouTube. Make sure you leave a like, you subscribe, leave some comments like Jack said, and you can hit the notification bell and you'll get all the latest updates right to your notification screen. New pod, live stream, doesn't matter. If you'd like to just listen to us, streaming services, follow, 5 stars, nice reviews. If you want us on social media at How About Them C's, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook is just the name of the pod. And there you can find more of our live streams. They're there, the YouTube and Twitter. You can watch us before every game a half hour. You can follow Jack at Jack Simone NBA. He has retweeted the Derek White article that he worked very, very hard on.
Had to do it.
Yep. And you can follow me at Sam LaFrance NBA to see me complain, probably. I probably do. That's it for us. Bye.
Tic-tac-o. Come on.
Tacos.
Tic-tac-o.
Tacos having some fun here.
These guys are ridiculous!